Joe Kennedy at Flub's Name of Worcester, Massachusetts. By Ashley Oliver on August 31, 2020. A Sunday newspaper ad from the Electrical Workers Union endorsing Representative Joe Kennedy III, DMA, in his bid for Senate botched the spelling of Worcester County, spelling it instead as it is famously mispronounced, Worcester. The full-page ad ran in Sunday's print edition of the Telegram and Gazette. The newspaper of Worcester County, which is the largest county by area in Massachusetts and the second most populous, per Census Bureau data. John Walsh, campaign manager for the race's frontrunner, Senator Ed Markey, DMA, took to social media to point out the error. Massachusetts town nomenclature has a reputation for being phonetically challenging. And oftentimes Massachusettsans can identify out-of-towners through their pronunciation blunders. Worcester, pronounced Worcester or Wustu, is among a list of several, including Woburn, Tewkesbury, Gloucester, Leicester, Tingsboro, Lowell, Peabody, Norfolk, and Scituate. As if his campaign couldn't get any worse, Ter, one commenter tweeted. The disrespect for CMS from the highbrow Eastern Mass elite continues, another added. Local 103 IBEW, the Boston chapter of the Electrical Workers Union that ran the ad, laid blame on the newspaper, writing in response to the campaign manager. The TNG apologized for their error. We accept their apology and correction. We're proud to support JK3 and the TNG. The TNG provides great community journalism. The TNG apologized for their error. We accept their apology and correction. We're proud to support JK3 and the TNG. The TNG provides great community journalism. P.S. There's a typo in your tweet about their typo. Every is spelled with an E clearly, everyone makes mistakes. Local 103 IBEW, at IBEW 103, August 30, 2020. The heated primary race taking place Tuesday has gained attention for its unusual interparty face-off between 39-year-old Kennedy, a sign bearing the dynastic last name of his great-uncles President John F. Kennedy and Senator Ted Kennedy, and 74-year-old Markey, who has served in Congress since 1976. While Kennedy initially entered the primary last fall with a dramatic double-digit lead, he now trails Markey in most polls and, despite consistently outraising him, now also has about $2.2 million less than Markey in cash on hand. This latest mishap, although seemingly the fault of local 103 IBEW or the Telegram and Gazette, will likely not do the congressman any favors as his campaign enters its final stretch.